I asked one of my friends how long he had been working at his place of business, and he replied, since they threatened to fire me. Fear is often a great motivator, but a very temporary one. Today, on the Sunday before Theophany, before Yordan, the church reminds us that it is the behavior of the individual and the individual supported by his community which makes a society healthy. In the Creed, since the 4th century, we have stated, I believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We have said this for centuries to remind us that we are not in this alone. John the Baptist preached repentance, change your life. In this situation, the preaching of John the Baptist and Jesus is quite different than some of the governmental philosophies of this world. What does communism preach? Because it still exists, and other social and economic structures, that you have to create the right structure for societal happiness and bliss. It's interesting that although the Roman Empire had many structural deficiencies, that Jesus did not address any of them primarily. He addressed the individual, because communism believes if you change the social structure, you can change humanity. You have to break a few eggs to make an omelet. Jesus taught the opposite, that you have to change the individual. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. If you destroyed all the churches, if you destroyed all the private organization, and were only left with a government, would you have happiness? No, because human beings are the bricks from which we build everything. And if you don't fix the bricks, whatever you build will have the same problems, the same deficiencies, and the same strengths. So Jesus, born in Bethlehem, taught us maybe we have things twisted around. Maybe we shouldn't just focus on social structures, but on individuals. We like to gather and collect things, and Jesus says it is better to give than to receive. We even say life and health is the most important thing. But Jesus says you have to learn to live by dying to yourself, by killing that which is selfish within you. And good health is not the most important thing. We like to say religion is a private thing, but Jesus says God is Father and we are brothers and sisters. When I visited the church of Martin Luther King in Montgomery, Alabama, the parishioners who were still alive told me that the newspapers like to focus on the protests, but Martin Luther King liked to focus on the individual. He say, if we change the laws and do not change the hearts of the people, then we will still have a problem and it will show its head in a different form. And we are witnesses to that. And finally, in one of our founding documents, we say, we the people, and we need to have life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But those are not the goals. They are the instruments. They are the means to an end. Because once you have life, and once you have liberty, and you are looking for happiness, you have to do it in the right way. You have to seek things the right way. So I hate to challenge that famous phrase all over the world, if you have your health, you have everything. No. If you are good, you have the most important thing. Christos Rezgaitse.